Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Crisco Desert Ryan After Hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert Ryan After Hours. It's time for the podcast.
I don't know why this wasn't in what's trending, but we have to cover it now because TJ didn't choose to cover the new James Bond.
It just broke after the last trending.
Good Lord.
Come on, that's when you jump in and interrupt Ryan and go, we got breaking trending news.
Why am I seeing it on Time Magazine 2 hours ago?
Uh-oh. No.
Uh-huh.
That's not true.
No.
2 hours ago.
I'm on all the breaking news sites.
Yeah. Well, Aaron Taylor Johnson has been offered the role of James Bond.
I didn't know at first because the name didn't ring a bell. I didn't know who he was at first, but he's been in some pretty good movies.
He has. And he's been in Age of Ultron. Mm-hmm. What show did you see him from?
Kick-Ass. If you've ever seen the Kick-Ass movies, Nicolas Cage is in it. They play superheroes, like real-life superheroes, and he is the main character, Kick-Ass, and he's awesome in that movie.
Well, he is going to be the new Bond, it looks like.
Oh, that's exciting.
And I think he's perfect for it because he's not well known enough to where you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah,
but he's definitely got some acting chops, and boy is he good looking, and he's got a thing for older chicks, so you have a shot.
That's true. I do. Thank you.
The photos of him and his wife are borderline creepy because it looks like he's getting romantic with his mother.
It really does. Did you see the photos?
I did see the photo, and I do have to agree with you. Yeah. I'm like, I always have that fear that people are going to be like, oh, hey, Ricky, nice to see you. Is this your mom? Like, I always have that fear. But this age difference between them is real big.
Well, he's 33 years old. She's 56.
Yeah, that's a big age difference. So you could definitely tell there's a gap there.
And have been married since 2012. Just throwing that out there.
Mm-hmm.
So how old was he when they
21.
Got married?
21.
Oh. 21. Maybe she was supporting him?
Or she taught at his college. One of the two. I mean, that could have been it.
I don't know what it is, but the photos of them together, like standing there, pitch. Look at this picture. Does it not look like mom and her son?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
Is she Ryan?
I think she's very pretty.
But you and Ricky look like a couple who are close in age. They look like, my God, it's take your son to work day.
It does look, yes, there is a big, I would not assume that was his wife.
And he's hot. It's not like he couldn't get a hot girl.
Well, they've clearly been together for a long time.
Oh, she bagged him when he was very young.
Yeah. Oh, she knew what she was doing. She saw the Kick-Ass movie and was like, okay, I am a fan.
They have daughters, Romy Hero and Wilda Ray, 11 and 13 years old.
You know, age is just a number, guys.
Yeah. Oh, Tell us about it. You know all about that.
I can't judge somebody for an age gap. I got one.
Well, he's going to be thrust into the spotlight, and everybody's going to know everything about his life because he's kind of been an unknown.
He has. Again, I've watched the movies he's in, and I didn't know his name. I'm like, who is this new guy? I wonder what he's going to do. And he's been around, so you're right. He is going to be in a whirlwind. Even his name being brought up as James Bond is going to change his life.
He calls her his love, his life, his soulmate.
His gram-gram.
His world.
His
nana.
And you know what sucks about this whole thing is that this is what's going to be news. Because people are going to Google him. They're going to find these pictures. And this is what is going to be the news is the age gap of him and his wife.
James Bond would never marry his mom.
That's
what kind
ridiculous.
Of lies are we living in?
I know. This makes me sad. Who cares?
Actually, James Bond might because he had a lot of issues with his childhood.
Yeah, he did.
See?
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine.
He's like, age, not young. Thank you.
Age is just a number.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So at what point do you think you will start to resemble that mother-like figure in Ricky's life?
Well, I haven't gotten Botox or filler for a year. Sometimes I'll look in the mirror and I'm like, I should probably get back on that Botox train. Because I start to see it a little bit. But I bet you, because when I'm 50, Ricky would be 36.
Oh.
That's going to be,
But you say it like you're that character in the Jim Carrey vampire movie from the 80s who she's wandering around going, I need the younger people.
Yeah. Oh, it's but like she does not, do that.
I mean, if I could do that, I would 1,000% do that if I didn't have to hurt anyone.
That makes sense why you're in charge of hiring here at Hubbard. She's like, come on in. You're 20? Great.
Oh, great. Give me all your energy. But I also think about, like, too, like when I'm 70, then he would be 55.
Yeah.
What's next year? It's not that big.
I mean, that's a big. I'm not. 55? You still look like. Young and fresh and look at 70.
He'll be like George Clooney.
That's a big deal.
And you'll 70? Look like you came out of the shower drain.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, did you guys get it written in your agreement that when you hit 70, he can just start fresh? Or
I mean, we were even talking about it last night, and he gets so sad. And he's like, I could just, croak tomorrow. And I was like, but you're not going to. I'm going to die first. And I was like, just don't marry somebody I know, because that would be weird. Just find somebody new. And he's like, I am not having this conversation with you. Like, he gets all bent out of shape
about
it.
What if he marries your best friend, Diamond Painter, buddy? Could you imagine? The person you want to
go. She's my age. I was like, if he gets married again, it's going to be to someone his own age. He's not going older again.
That's true.
Fair enough.
It's just me.
I only say this because it happened to me. I took my sister, Vaughn, myself out for dinner, and some old man assumed that I was Vaughn's father.
Shut up.
And I was taking those two crazy kids out for dinner. It happened to me.
I would cry. Did you cry?
I didn't. I just went, I need to make better life choices. I need to, this job is killing me. It's sucking my life force, and I'm looking old and tired.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to go get more Botox because I don't know how I can handle being old.
I wonder how many people listening to this podcast today woke up and went, radio is for me. You know what? I'm going to do radio. This is my job. It's sucking my soul out.
Yes.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to be an HVAC guy. That's what I'm going to do.
Smart.
Yeah.
You'll look young for a while, I guess.
Yeah.
Good job.
Speaking of HVAC, how is young Romulus?
Oh, Romulus, Romulus. Oh, my God. I don't even know what I wanted to do this morning. So we get home yesterday. It's my brother's birthday. Mm-hmm. We go and get him dinner, and we had to go a couple other places. So we're heading in. We have our hands full, right? He's got a couple bags. I got a couple bags. We stopped at Target. And all of a sudden, a little bit of time goes by, and he's ready to leave. He's going to go home. And he goes, your side door's open here to your garage. And I went, you were the last one in the house, buddy. Oh, my bad. Sorry. Doesn't shut it. And then finally goes and does it. And I'm like, oh, whatever. No harm, no foul. It was just kind of cracked. And all of a sudden, I go out to my garage this morning. I open my door and I do the little button push to make sure the lights turn on so I can get an actual bright light in my garage. And I open the door and I go, wait a minute. Why is the light not popping on? Is my passenger side door wide open? Completely open, lights on in the car. Thank God the new cars don't have it where the battery would be fried from it, because it was open all night long.
Oh no.
And so I look at, and it was like, you do the double take in the morning when you're tired and you're like, no, that's not open. And then of course I'm like everybody, I'm psycho, and I'm like, somebody's in my car.
Yeah.
Don't be loud. No.
Think someone would lurk in your car?
I think they would. They would know that there's good snacks in there.
No.
So I do like the dun, 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 dun. And I'm running around the side of the car and I'm like, I'm here. You can't surprise me.
Oh, yeah. Because they would know how intimidating you are. You would pee yourself the moment someone stick their head up.
I peed myself.
Urine would be running down the front of your pants.
Right. I peed myself seeing the door open. I'm like, how do I make myself intimidating? How am I supposed to do this? And I'm looking. And I'm like pushing seats down. I'm like, if you're in here, so help me God, I'm taking you down. Please don't be in here. Please. Realize he just left the door open all night.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Thank God he actually shut the garage door. That's nice of him to do that. So the car, he's still in this moment. Has no idea that he left the door open. He's going to hear it and he's going to go, hey, that was your fault. You should have checked your door after I didn't shut it.
True.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
No.
It's your car. Be responsible for your vehicle.
I'm responsible for my
door. Why aren't you locking your doors at night? Yeah. You know how I know I don't have anyone in my car? Because when I get up in the morning, I unlock the doors and get in.
Oh.
No, I lock my car.
Well, you didn't lock your car because the door's open. You couldn't have locked it.
No, door was locked. I just didn't. No, it wasn't shut.
You can't lock the doors with a door open. It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Don't you get Bill Cosby on me.
I'm telling you, it doesn't work.
The damn doors don't work.
This is 100% your fault.
It's not my fault.
No, it is your fault.
How is it not my fault? I only have my door to worry
about.
It's
100% your fault, and I'm so sick of you.
I'm going to slap you in the damn mouth.
I am so sick of you blaming your family for everything, not offering Josh a job when all he wants to do is clean your house for a little bit of, for a living, for just for so he can living. Afford a loaf of bread. And
why don't you help him out since you're so into
helping he doesn't live. I, Josh, if you're listening to this, please come over. I would pay you a shilling to
a shilling to
come clean my house. Whatever you need, I want to help Josh out. I can't
I
believe you don't want to.
I've been helping Josh out for 4 years.
Well, have you?
Yes.
Or are you just being a brother?
Yeah, right.
No, I will tell you, there's not a lot of people who would brother like I do.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded weird.
Okay, so that's...
You don't have to say anything.
Again, Josh, we're sorry.
And I said
the way
weird.
He brothers you.
I'm getting sweaty now. I said it. Went, oh, God.
Like a brother mother.
Oh, I treat you like a brother.
Oh. Okay.
Brother in arms.
Oh.
Nope. Okay. Well, okay, you're right.
See what I mean? He always makes it weird, TJ.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm feeling uncomfortable.
If my brother was 28 years younger than me, would that be okay then?
No. Definitely
fine?
Not.
Then
no.
It'd be suitable?
Nope.
You might have
not.
A chance.
Okay. Oh. Well, I guess it's my fault. Never mind, Roman. You didn't do anything wrong for not shutting your door.
He didn't.
He did, too.
No, he didn't.
You protect him at every cost. You don't even know him.
I am unbiased. Yeah. And in this case, oh, I'm sorry. Is half your car his car then?
Yeah, he pays
for
it.
Or is all of it your car?
It's my car, but
well,
why
then
would
there
I check
you go.
The door?
You should apologize to Roman right now.
I'm not
now.
Apologizing.
Apologize to him.
I'm sorry that you left my door open. There you go.
That's
There's
not,
my
whatever.
Apology.
Sorry, Roman, I'm sorry to you that you're going to
Roman
has
actually asked you don't talk to him.
No, he hasn't. I love Roman.
He specifically
and
said.
And again, did he really say that?
He didn't.
No. I'm sorry, Roman, for your uncle.
Yeah, we're all God. Sorry.
For so many things.
What an a-hole I am.
Yeah. Oh,
jeez. The worst. Well, don't listen to Ryan. He feels that way for real. He'd be like, I have a whole podcast about it.
I do, actually. It's after this one.
It's the After Hours podcast.
Yes.
Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepped, chef-crafted, ready-to-eat meals with Factor. Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery sets you up for success. How about a two-minute meal? Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. If you're always on the go and needing a quick and easy way to find something to eat, you need to try Factor Meals. They have an easy-to-use website, plus they offer loads of options like snacks, breakfast, smoothies, juices, and more to keep you going on the go no matter what's going on in your schedule. Factor is also extremely flexible. Change your order up every week with plans ranging from 6 to 18 meals per week, or you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping and cooking or cleanup needed afterwards. Head to factormeals.com/CDR50 and use code CDR50 to get 50% off. That's CDR50 at factormeals.com/CDR50 to get 50% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
How do we feel about supermarket workers getting frisky with produce? I mean, boy, you are bored at your job if you are trying to get it on with those melons.
That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it depends on how ripe it is, you know?
No.
Jeez. I'm just kidding.
Gross.
This is a joke. I would never do that.
Again.
At a store.
Oh.
You see, Mr. Masalta was an employee at 1426 East Harmony Road, the Safeway. It was items of food that weren't commercially sealed. Again, we have many more videos to go through, but in what we have already seen, we have multiple victims and we have multiple felony charges against Mr. Masalta.
Oh, sad.
Who's the victims? The produce?
Yes.
No, the people who bought it probably.
Who saw it?
And stuck his thing in there.
I mean, that's your fault for not seeing the giant or medium-sized hole in the melon. You can't be like, I had no idea that this fruit was violated.
Gross.
Yeah, what is wrong with people?
Oh, gosh. And I love how many videos could they possibly, what a terrible job. bring up video number 27 in the watermelon section. Oh. There he is. Look at him. He's making a move. He's doing that side brush with the back of his hand on the melon. He's lighting a candle. And he's
put a wig on it?
Ew.
He calls it Wilson.
Oh.
It's like it's volleyball. He's like, oh, you.
Sad. People are messed up, man.
Yeah.
They're just messed up.
Yay, the world.
Yeah, so that happened. Hey, we have some more unpopular opinions from this morning.
Oh, we had a lot. People were in their fields today.
Boy, were they ever.
Yeah, they were. They were they were real aggressive and not nice at all. Like, what is happening?
Welcome to mornings.
Yay.
Okay, not the greatest, but the DQ S'mores Blizzard.
Ooh.
I used to work there, and they took it off the menu to raise hell, knowing they would bring it back to make the sales bigger. Hashtag wrong.
Oh, they do that a lot at restaurants.
Yeah, they do.
First of all, shout out to Colleen, who called in this morning and wanted all of us to know, today at Dairy Queen, it's free cones. And if you get it dipped, a dollar goes to a charity for children. I can't remember which one.
I love that charity.
I apologize. But my favorite special item that is gone away.
Children's Miracle Network.
Yes, thank you.
The one they support year-round.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Anyway.
The one that benefits Gillette.
I knew that
we raise money for.
How is he supposed to know that? He has not been a part of those for 3 years.
Gillette Children's Specialty Health Care.
He's like, holy crap, I just connected all those dots.
Yeah.
Anyway. Cotton Candy Blizzard. She said be on the lookout for that in a couple months because my favorite specialty item.
It's actually sooner, buddy. It's the summer blizzard.
Well, that's just what she said to me.
Well, I know. It's not a couple months. I mean, summer's coming up.
Okay. Is it? Because it is snowing this week.
Well, summer's coming up after spring starts, which is today, and that's 3 months.
I don't think it's 3 months from now, though. I saw an ad for, I don't know, whatever. Listen to him.
I just saw an ad. I mean, whatever. I only follow all fast food related news.
I do.
True.
I know you do.
You know what gets me going.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I'll come out of code.
Gay? How about this one? The salad shaker from McDonald's should be brought back and added to the menu forever, along with the snack wrap. Unpopular opinion.
Oh, the snack wrap was my immediate thought of. Crisco knows how passionate I am about the snack wrap.
Oh, I am. And it's coming back in 2025 for you, Pidge.
Yes. I don't know what the salt.
I saw that in my McDonald's updates. No, they talked about it at the end of the year.
But you're not even joking.
It is coming back. I do have updates. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
He's got people, you know.
People in the McDonald's world.
Yeah. Arby's. He looks bored.
She is.
Yeah.
Arby's maple bacon BLT is the greatest sandwich.
That's an unpopular
opinion.
I've
never had that.
And I'm good never having it. Ken Barlow is the worst meteorologist. Thanks for the snow update.
Oh. Yeah, but you felt real good about him a week ago, and it was 66.
Yeah.
Like
March Madness is an overrated waste of time. What a waste of time and money. Oh. Unpopular opinion.
Mm. Totally. Gross. I hate those multiple weeks of fun basketball and the tournament form. Yuck. I won't be watching every day, every game, till 10 o'clock at night. It will consume my entire end of March, beginning of April. With a snack wrap up top and a s'mores blizzard that is coming out soon. Back to you, Ryan.
Oh my god!
It's just ew, yuck.
How you doing, Pidge?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you better?
Yeah.
You were on death's door, I heard.
I met Dr. Death.
Yeah.
And
he said you're fine.
He said you're fine. I'll see you in a few weeks. But
he comes around that often.
Yeah, you know this.
Yeah.
Well, Devin threatens death often. He always feels like he's dying.
I feel like I know I've said it before, but this time's different. I feel like I'm dying.
But I was thinking of your words that you've said to me many a times.
What's that?
All morning this morning.
Focus.
Man, I just need to
pay attention.
So many things, but today's words were
wake up.
Wake up is part of it. Yes.
Yes. Yep.
And get going.
Yep.
And just be active, and you'll probably start feeling better.
Right.
And that's what you could ask Crisco this morning at like 5 or whatever. I was not doing well. And slowly throughout the morning, I've gotten better. And
Did you down some syrup quickly?
I did. I got a couple drops of water. And then
more than normal. That's good.
Yeah. I needed to hydrate.
What candy did you use to bring yourself back to life?
Licorice and Mike and Ites.
Mike and Ites.
Mm. Yeah.
For breakfast?
Why are you shocked by that? You knew him before we did. This is a candy connoisseur.
I've never seen Devin eat candy at breakfast time.
Yeah,
He eats all candy.
I have two fruit cups in there. Well, now and
then.
Did
you eat them?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. They're sealed.
One I ate since
you should
visited.
Know Pidge is the most famous yogurt bringer to work to let it sit there warm and then bring it and put it back in his fridge.
God, don't put it back in your fridge. That's horrible.
Go-gurts.
Go-gurt. Don't class it up, okay? Yeah. It's go-gurt juice.
It's yogurt for people who are busy and it's on the go.
Yeah, but you still have to keep it cold.
Yeah, I mean, but it's only a couple hours. And then.
Did you hear that Crisco was out at a restaurant over the weekend? Shocker. And he was out and behind him, people were having a conversation about the morning show. And do you know what the number one topic was? They're concerned for you.
Aw, that's concerning and sweet.
It's concerning. Like, what did they say?
They basically were like, God, he's so funny and we like him. And I just wonder, how does he function? How does he function on a daily basis? Who takes care of him? They think that you have to have a personal caretaker every day. I do.
Typically, it's Dez. She's my mom here. Then she passes me off to Sammy. And then if Sammy's not home, the rule is I just have to sleep.
Boy, she must be gone a lot because you sleep so much.
Yeah. Oh, she works two jobs. So, yeah.
We seriously would like to get a conservatorship established where there's an adult that's responsible for you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And Tess has asked not to be it because she takes care of you here, and you're like, I like your boobs.
I do like her boobs. I like your boobs too. What? But
you can't say
and Crisco, I love your boobs.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
God.
Tess doesn't even take care of her biological kids. She's not going to take care of me. So.
Right. That's why we need a real adult who can be responsible for you and try to turn this around.
Do we know any takers?
I don't, but I think we should hold an audition.
Yes.
And see if there are any takers. I would like to audition to be Devin's conservator.
Oh my goodness.
TJ?
No.
No.
What was the thing you thought of this morning, Ryan, that you were like, do you know?
What?
That my husband is younger than Devin.
Oh, yeah.
And then we compare you. We're like, how is that a thing? Are you older than my husband?
To your husband?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
That's wild.
It's only by, what, his birthday is like October or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still older than him.
I see him and I'm like, that's an actual man. And I will never forget what TJ said to me when we first met. It's the funniest thing ever. She looks at me and we're just at some event and she goes, you know, you could be really hot someday whenever you look like a man. I don't know if that's a compliment or what.
Yeah. But she's saying you have potential.
It was a compliment.
Yeah. It was strictly
your
age.
You're so cute, but then I was like, when you grow up.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that you were already grown up. I didn't know.
Right. Allegedly.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of that, what do you guys think of my facial hair? It's gross, right?
Did you?
Sammy likes it. I hate it.
Okay.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
No matter what the weather is like, if you need to replace, Apollo is the place. Apollo always has deals on new furnaces and new air conditioners with really great financing offers. And the best part about it is, like, when I say it doesn't matter what the weather is like today is supposed to be 40 and then it's supposed to be snow all weekend. It's going to be a mess. But Apollo is going to be there to help you out. Plus, they can help you with your plumbing needs as well. Keeping your home comfortable all year long is important to us and important to Apollo. You can rely on Apollo. And Apollo has been serving the Twin Cities Metro for over 40 years. And their team of expert technicians are trained to diagnose and fix any issue that you may have. It doesn't stop at heating and cooling. Like I said, plumbing is something you need to make sure you're on top of, and they can help with clogged drains, leaky faucets. They do it all. You can schedule an appointment today with Apollo. Go to callapollo.com. That's callapollo.com.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan
After Hours.